This is tape two. We're talking about Father Hesburgh's relationship with President Peter McPherson.
Yeah, so I have probably 100 or 200 fairly close friends out there, most of them in academic life or other things like civil rights or other. I was on the Rockefeller Foundation for longer than John Rockefeller on their board, became chairman later on, so I had a lot in that area. And of course, all the academic connections you have through being president of the university. So Peter was one of that coterie of friends, and I was delighted when he was appointed. And I think he's, from what I could hear up there over one weekend, seemed to me he was doing a very good job, and he seemed to be very much liked by the people he worked with. And I wrote him a note afterwards and said, I'm glad I saw you in situ where you were working, and you're doing very well from all I can see.
Mm-hmm. One of the strong points of emphasis is, of course, international relations and his AID experience.
Sure.
Directing that.
I knew him in
Reagan
that, of course.
Did you have contacts with him while he was AID director?
Sure. I had contact with him off and on over a good number of years. Not as extensive as with John, because we were meeting every month practically. But with Cliff, I had a lot of contacts. I had put Cliff on the Rockefeller Foundation board, and he succeeded me as chairman later on. And John DiBiagio and I were very close friends on a number of different venues.
Where do you see the future of the relationship between Michigan State and Notre Dame?
I think it will always be good because it started on kind of a high point, and with John Kavanaugh and John Hanna, it got strengthened greatly during the time when John and I worked together, you know, practically every other month or every month for 10 years. That's a lot of association, plus our overseas connection, plus our academic connection. I was on the board of the National Science Foundation, and I took great joy in calling him up after a board meeting and say, John, you just got $350,000 in research grants. And a neighboring school, which I will leave unmentioned, only got $230,000. John would laugh. I'm not sure it's politic to include that, but I thought you'd get a laugh out of it.
Yeah. We do. We enjoy it.
In celebrating 150 years of existence, our university coming up, is there anything that you might have to say about higher education at Michigan State? Or?
Well, I think Michigan State is a classic example of the great benefit that happened in 1863 when Abraham Lincoln set up a land-grant program. That looks like a small thing. What you hear about in 1863, of course, is Civil War and the Emancipation Proclamation. But for him to do that and set it up specifically on a public education, agricultural and mechanical arts, I'm sure he couldn't look ahead. He could look ahead and say, this is going to be at the heart of the development of this vast land, which it has been. But even so, I don't think he could have envisioned how it expanded into medical schools and law schools and wonderful libraries and wonderful facilities for research. And the land grant gave birth to some really marvelous institutions, one of them being Michigan State. And Michigan State was always kind of like the orphan out in the cold there in the barn, behind the barn, because Michigan had such prominence as a great university. And I think they even tended to kind of look down on Michigan State as being a cow college or chicken farm or whatever you want to call it. But under John Hanna just pulled that thing up by its bootstraps, and he got all kinds of support, and people had confidence in him, and he put on all kinds of programs all over the world, and he was in the best position to do it because they had what the world needed out there was what we needed 150 years before. They needed better agriculture, they needed better crops, they needed to feed their people, they needed better mechanical problems. I was associated with John also in He had a fellow named Azikiwe came in from Nigeria, eastern Nigeria, which was kind of a abandoned part. The big university, which I helped build through the Rockefeller Foundation, was at Ibadan in western Nigeria. The Yoruba land, as they used to call it, because that's the language there, Yoruba. And but John had Azikiwe, who ran eastern Nigeria, and he spent a whole semester at Michigan State, observing everything, especially how the teaching went. And he came to John and said, I think this is exactly what we need. You needed it when your country was expanding. We need it today. And John went along with that, and he got the AID help needed to get the thing started. I actually visited it when the president over there was one of your dean, Robinson, who died, I think, in Hawaii later on. He was also on the Civil Rights Commission with John. I think John probably arranged for that. But he's a wonderful guy, and we were very dear friends. And I remember having a hearing in New Orleans, and he came to see me. I just flew in from Vienna for it. John and I were on the road a lot, and he said, should I take this job? I said, jeepers, it would be terrific. I mean, they'd see you as a brother, and you're coming in from America, and you've been a dean at a great American university, and you got the president, Azikiwe, in your corner because he's the one that wanted this kind of school. So Robinson went over there and became the head of that university. I called vice chancellor, I guess, and was on the British system. But this was the first land-grant college in Africa, probably the only great one today. And it was born of Michigan State. They helped them with the early faculty. They helped them with their president, getting Robinson in there. And it was just a marvelous thing.
Thank you on behalf of the project.
Well, I thank you, and I hope I haven't gone too far afield for you.
No. Thank you.
Some wonderful insights.
Okay.